two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up.
Utah, USC. It's the Pac-12 championship game as the Utes look to punch their ticket to another Rose Bowl. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hi. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. Hey, how about we make this day a little bit better, shall we? Caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. Win a pair of tickets to see the Piano Guys in concert at Vivint Arena coming up on December 17th. So there you go, folks. The Piano Guys in concert. Get you ready for the holidays.
Why are you attacking John Dilfer's Sharpies under his sleeve on his picture?
You mean Trent Dilfer?
Or what did I say, John Dilfer?
Yeah. Come on, that's dumb. Look at that. Got little Sharpies under his sleeve. Like, yes, I'm very serious about this, guys. I've got Sharpies so I can take good notes. Get out of here.
Well, you can't. You can't keep a Sharpie in a pocket protector anymore because people see you as nerdy. So he's trying to keep Sharpies on.
The sleeve makes it better.
That is a wristband.
Okay. Oh, that makes it better.
That is a Sharpie carrying wristband.
Nerd!
Trent Dilfer is going to prove you wrong.
I'm sure he'll be just fine.
Prove us all wrong.
That's great. Good for UAB. All right. Joining us now, what a big game for Weber State taking on Montana State in the FCS playoffs, coming off a big win over the weekend. Coach Jay Hill of Weber State, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Good. How are you guys?
Better now.
We're fired up. Get a chance to talk a little Weber State football. Congrats on the win last week. I know, look, you never take playoff wins for granted. That was a fun one last week up there in Ogden.
You know what? I said this going in. North Dakota was a really good opponent. You don't finish third in the Missouri Valley if you're not a great football team. And they were that. They came in. They were tough. We got off to the good start, which everyone knows about. And then those guys weren't going to go away. I mean, they kept fighting and clawing and digging. And in the end, really, we just needed to make sure we won in advance. And we did that. And I was fired up for our guys, how they really started the game, and then obviously getting the win was a big deal.
You know, football kind of blows up the holidays. It destroys Thanksgiving and beats up Christmas pretty badly. And were you able to enjoy some Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, we did. So we had practice Thursday morning on Thanksgiving Day, and then I was able to enjoy Thanksgiving with the family and hang out a little bit. And then Friday morning woke up, and that was the Utah State Boise State game, right? Friday morning.
Yeah.
And by the way, Scotty, I don't get to listen to very many games, but I did listen to you that day. You do a phenomenal job on play-by-play.
Hey, I appreciate that.
There's
Thank
an
you.
Endorsement.
We'll take that.
No, I really believe that. I think you do a phenomenal job. You obviously know that program well, and that was well called. So good job.
Thank you.
Yep.
So you're up 38-17 at the end of the third quarter, and I know this is difficult. I talk to especially basketball coaches have a hard time with this as well. When you've got a fairly sizable lead, but yet there's still a ton of time left, how difficult is it to try to keep guys kind of dialed in when they deep down they kind of feel like they have control of the game? But, you know, look, it's college football. Things can get away from you, and North Dakota does get those two late touchdowns.
Well, so in my mind at that point, the dumbest thing you can do is lose the game. So if you keep chucking, especially in those weather conditions,
yeah,
I really felt like we had run the ball really good up to that point. And so at this stage, just keep doing what you're doing. If they get a score or two, they're not going to win. But don't do something stupid to have a turnover or give them a short field or let them score quickly. That's dumb. And so we kind of took that approach where we continued to run the ball, and we did. We drove the ball down the field, had a chance at a field goal to go up 24. We missed it, and then they scored the two touchdowns you're talking about. But it was kind of one of those games where did it ever feel like it was really ever in threat? No. And just in that situation, be smart. Do not lose the game. That would be tragic, and obviously we couldn't do that. And there was a couple times where, you know, you get another yard or so on a run, and then the game was over. Or if we're able to punch in the one touchdown, it wasn't ever in question. I just felt that way the whole time in the second half, and especially the fourth quarter. Just don't do something stupid to lose it. That'd be dumb.
So, Coach, as I understand it, Montana State was on a bye, right? So they
were on a bye, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
They finished up their regular season, if I remember right, against Montana, beat them pretty good.
Yep.
And now they get a bit of rest. How much of an advantage do you feel like that is to have a bye week, or do you feel like maybe getting the momentum and getting your guys excited and keeping them warm through a game? Like, how much advantage is there, really?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's all your mindset and how you approach it. In 2017, we didn't get a bye, and we played really good against the same thing. It was almost identical that year. We played the third-place Missouri Valley team here at home. We won, and then we went and played a red-hot Southern Utah team and just played lights out. And then we went on the road to play James Madison, who hadn't lost in 25 straight games, and we really had a chance to beat them. And so that particular year playing in the first round is actually what got us rolling. And then in 18, we had the bye. In 19, we had the bye. In both those years, we played well off the bye. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's all mindset. The reality is you have to play, so go play and win. And if you get a bye, get rested up and get healthy and try to make that the advantage. I don't get too hung up on the situation. Just make the situation the best you can.
You know, I know that it's difficult for offensive coordinators. They probably spend all week coming up with the great, great game plans, and they're like, all right, I got this and this and this. And then they start the game and like, wow, we're getting 8-9 yards of pop on the ground. And but I've got all this other stuff I want to get to. But I love the fact that, look, you had Davis who goes for 129, Bankston who goes for 122. Barron only has 11 attempts, and I know the conditions probably played a little bit into it, but hey, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you can get them on the ground, just go out and do the and just stick with it. And I thought that was a great game plan by your offensive coordinator going into that thing.
Well, it was phenomenal. We had three running backs go for over 5 yards a carry. Bronson Barron had he got 20 yards of completion. And so you in those games, and when the weather was the way it was, be efficient. And running the ball was efficient. I thought the O-line and tight ends did a phenomenal job opening holes for the backs. Bronson did a good job managing the game in those conditions. And the throws he hit were huge. So, you know, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, don't do something to lose it.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be dumb, especially with the start we had.
You know, Coach, we always talk about the home crowd. And we talk about the home stadium advantage, and I definitely remember that playing at BYU. It was incredible. But I do remember my road games, whether it was against Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl and that Cotton Bowl full of BYU fans, or even when we played Syracuse. Now, Syracuse beat the pants off us. It was terrible. But I do remember a pretty good group of BYU fans up in the stands. Do you recognize a home crowd? And you're talking about Bozeman. It's 6 hours away from that Ogden area. It's very drivable, very doable. Get yourself a ticket and head to this game. Do you recognize your road crowds? Do you feel any presence from a road crowd?
Well, so we do, for sure. Like, when they're on the road, we always sing our fight song with them after. Our football teams, knock on wood, have always been very, very good road teams here, since I've been here at Weber State. So we get to sing the fight song a lot on the road. And you notice those guys. I will say this. You played in front of a pretty unique crowd as far as what BYU gets and how they travel on the road. I think that's unique to them and maybe five or six other programs across the country. Like Wisconsin travels like that. Actually, the University of Utah has started traveling like that for these big bowl games. So, but I think that's pretty unique that you get that size of a crowd on the road.
So, obviously, the rematch, you know, and you don't want to bring up the long snapper, but you kind of have to because you had that, you're up in that game and you're feeling confident, and then momentum switches and it switches in a big way, but you still had a chance late to win that game. With all the adversity that went into that game, you still had a chance. What's the message to this team as you make that return trip to Bozeman?
Well, so Grant Sands is a great kid, and he's tough. And Monday, I guess it was yesterday, we're out at practice, and he's snapping pre-practice in what we call our specialist period. And I went right up to him with a big smile, and I said, Grant, you know, the first time you run out on the field, the crowd's going to be on you. And their players are going to be in your face talking smack. And he smiled back. He said, Coach, I know that. And so is it something we hide from? Absolutely not. When adversity strikes, you freaking hit it face on, and we don't run from it. We understand that there's going to be, you know, fans talking to him, and they'll probably be wearing his jersey in the stands or whatever it is, which fans should do. But I mean, that game was what it was, and we made some mistakes, and you learn from it and you move on. And this time could be totally different. We could go up there and their snapper could do the same thing for them. Or we could go out there and just jump out to a huge lead and just roll. Who knows? I mean, every game's different. I don't sense that there's going to be any carryover from what happened up there last time.
Man, Coach, bless that kid's heart. All that comes to my mind is bless that kid's heart, man. And I haven't paid 100% attention to every snap that's been put on the field since that Montana State game. So Montana or Sacramento State, Idaho State, Arizona, or North Dakota. I can't tell you all of them, but it seems like your snaps have been pretty on since that day.
So we had one at Sac State, but yeah, I mean, the kids rebounded fine. And like I say, nobody wanted it. I don't want it. He didn't want it. But it's a learning lesson. You move on from it and you try to get better. And I think our team has learned from that. And just if your snapper makes a mistake, then your wideout's got to go make a touchdown. Or if your snapper makes a mistake, then if you're a linebacker, go get a sack or make a big TFL or force a fumble. Like, that's the reality of football and why football is such an unbelievable sport is if somebody makes a mistake, somebody else has got to go make up for it. And but that's how team sports go.
So during the break or during that last answer, I was just trying to pull up weather for Bozeman, Montana. But I don't know what it's looking like. Here, now it comes up. Let's see here.
Like
Saturday.
26 and partly sunny or something like that.
But here's the thing. You got to love the fact that your team is kind of built for this. I mean, you can run the ball well. You got good offensive line play. You just had a quarterback who won a game with some big throws but only needed 11 attempts in that game. Like, this is Weber State football. This is your element, right?
So that game we played up there last time was horrible weather. Like sleet, rain, snow, hail, cold. And then we played Sac State in the same thing, sleet, rain, snow. Last week in our first playoff game, I mean, Saturday, the weather was crazy, snowy up here, wet. So we can't blame it on the weather. We've played in weather plenty of times this year. Yesterday, we left the practice field. It was 13 degrees up here in Ogden. So we played in a super cold day yesterday. I mean, the weather's not a factor. In fact, we pride ourselves on being a good weather team. I mean, a bad weather team. If it's bad weather, then we should still play well. In fact, it should be an advantage for us because we've done it a bunch this year. So I don't let the weather be a factor.
How good does it feel to have another shot at them, Coach?
Oh, so good. So we had it in 17. In 17, Southern Utah beat us on our own field. We went down there in the playoffs and won big. And then in 19, Montana beat us in the regular season up there, and then they had to come here in the playoffs. and we beat them big here. So I'm hoping history repeats itself. They're probably saying the same thing. Weber State's been there before, but I know this. When the brackets came out, they didn't want to see us in their side of the bracket. So we got to go prove that that's the case. And they'll play great. You know, the only thing that matters is who makes plays on game day. So that's what we're going up there to do. And, you know, we'll go up there with a ton of confidence, and hopefully the ball bounces our way in the critical times, and we go up there and play great.
We didn't get a chance to chat, but when the selections came out, were you bummed out you didn't get a seed? Or is that stuff like, hey, look, we're going to have to win games regardless. That stuff doesn't matter.
Well, so in reality, I could tell that the players were a little disappointed. And I don't know if it's because, you know, if you get the bye week, then they can go home for Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But I could tell that they were a little disappointed. And you know what? That's okay. Disappointment occurs in life, and there's things that we're always disappointed in. And then that wasn't the lot that we drew, and so we had to play the first round. You prepare like crazy, and you go play the game. But, yeah, I mean, I think that there was a little initial disappointment not getting the seat. And then the reality is, go win the football game that you have to play. And I thought they did a dang good job of that.
You know, Coach, people like you are in high demand. And that's just the facts. When you're a good coach and high character and you do what you've done with a program, you're in high demand. Here you are in the middle of a playoff run and a great team. How do you manage the phone calls when certain coordinator positions open or big-time opportunities open? Like, how do you deal with the calls and the questioning and the demand? And in right now, when you're on this beautiful run through the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think those questions come up every year, and the only thing you can say is that that's really the time of year that it occurs, and let me focus on my team and focus on the task that we have at hand right now, and I don't know how to always answer that, but that's definitely this time of year, and you focus on the task at hand, and right now it's Montana State, and that's, I mean, I don't know how else to answer that other than... You can do one thing at a time. Maybe I'm just not smart enough to do anything else. But I got to focus right now on Montana State.
Well, I know I've known you long enough to believe that you feel like you owe it to the kids. And that's one of the things that I think makes you great at what you do, is you owe it to the kids to give them the full attention. And I always felt like my coaches through the years did that. You know that.
Well. You're right. I mean, these players, they work their guts out for a full year. They fight and they claw and they dig and they give you everything they've got. And we've won 10 games for the fourth time in 5 years, or something like that. And how many teams can say they've won 10 games? These guys have given me everything they've got. And so, I mean, it's only fair to say that the coach are doing the same in return. So that's reality.
You never take those seasons for granted, do you? I mean, 10 wins, that's a huge number, especially when you only have 11 in the regular season.
Yeah, you can't. If you do, you're dumb, because they just don't happen very often. In fact, I think in the history of Weber State, they've had six 10-win seasons, and four of them have been in the last 5 years. So There you go. They don't happen very often.
Coach, I've got to ask, because people ask me this nonstop about you. What is it that's kept you at Weber State for so many years?
I don't know. I mean, we love it. It's been, the place has been great for my wife and my kids. I'm coaching big time college football, and I don't know. Sometimes I think people get too hung up on the egos of what's out there, and always looking for something else. And you know, I really believe this, the grass is not always greener. Sometimes it is, but that's not always the case. And so I've got great kids. I coach phenomenal kids. So I got a good gig. We're blessed every day. So
Weber's lucky to have you, Coach.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Go get them. Go get that W, and let's do this again next week, because we're cheering for you.
I will be smiling Saturday. I promise you that. So.
We're going to be talking about a win next week, and don't big time us next week, Coach. I don't want you to say, "Oh well, yeah, Jake and Ben are my priority," and you know, Scotty and I need RJ Hill time. So Please.
Hey, anytime you guys want, I'm all for it. I might make you take me golfing in the summer or something, but I'm all for it.
We'll get you out there.
You name the course, we'll get it squared away for sure.
Okay, I love that. See, I got to use your guys' connections more.
Oh, hey, Hans hasn't paid for a round of golf since like 97. So.
Coach Hill knows that's not true. Coach Hill, you know that's okay. Maybe Coach Hill knows that.
Hey, Scotty, just while we're on this topic, he's never gone golfing with me where I did not pay, just so you know, or get it hooked up. So.
Have you heard about the BOGO?
No.
We don't need to talk about the BOGO.
So
yeah, go ahead and bring up the BOGO.
Hans got a buy one, get one offer to a golf course. So he calls up Lloyd and says, hey, Lloyd, come and go golfing. And he makes Lloyd pay full price so that he gets the golf for free.
It was my certificate. It was my certificate. I had it in a golfing book.
And that's what he claimed, Coach. It was his certificate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully you took all the money off him on the course so that you made up for having to pay for the green fee.
Coach, you're the best. Good luck. Go get that W. Right.
Go get him, Coach.
All right, guys.
There you go. Jay Hill, head coach at Weber State.
I just want him to win.
I know.
Same. Win, win, win. I love Weber State because we can all kind of just openly cheer for Weber State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we'll go full-out fanboy for Jay and Weber State.
It feels good to champion the cause of Weber State. And they do so much in Ogden. And they mean so much to Ogden. And they actually have a sports backing, an athletic department backing that puts the resources in, that makes it important, and that gives guys like Jay Hill enough to stick around.
Yeah.
Like he said, he knows he's blessed. I think he's the highest paid FCS coach in the country.
He is. I don't know country. Certainly Big Sky. I know Big Sky. I don't know country.
I thought it was country.
But it could be. It could very well. But with that said, it still is not what he could be making somewhere else. And I'll say, look, again, 100% biased. I'll fully admit it. I tweeted out something. You know, somebody was asking about the defensive coordinator job at BYU. Fully admit, I'm 100% biased when it comes to Frank Miley. Huge fan of Frank Miley. I'm 100% biased when it comes to Jay Hill and Weber State. If I had, I don't care if I'm a P5, I don't care if I'm a G5 athletic director. If I've got an opening, Jay Hill's my first phone call.
Yeah.
And I try to throw whatever I can to get him to run my program because he's going to run it the right way.
He knows
especially if you're in state, you know you're going to be tough. You're going to have a bunch of angry dudes that are going to just run through a wall because he knows how to identify talent better than most coaches in the country. Because he has to identify and project talent. It's not anybody can go out and say, oh, look at these five-star guys. Let's get them all here. That's not recruiting. Recruiting is really being able to identify talent, project what that body type is going to do over the next 2 to 3 years. You throw in a mission, what he's going to be like when he comes back. Say, okay, he might be a running back now, but we actually think by the time 3 years from now, he'll grow into his frame and he might be a D end. He might have a quarterback and he might be a linebacker before it's all said and done. Or you might have a safety that all of a sudden he's playing wide receiver. That's the projection that Jay Hill learned from Kyle Whittingham and is such an exact, it's not an exact science, but boy, he does it just better than everybody else because he has to. And it's just remarkable. There are a lot of guys on that Weber State team that could walk onto the field right now for BYU or Utah State, and probably even the University of Utah, that could be solid contributors for those three schools.
It's true. He's got a NFL tackle right now, and he's got an NFL corner. He put an NFL receiver in last year.
Who didn't get drafted, but boy, he's making plays now.
Yep. So he always has three guys or so in the 60 and 60, top 60 players in the state. So he's got them.
Yep. Yeah. So, frankly, probably we should have more Weber State guys on that list.
When they're consistently winning 10 games.
Yeah.
And now making a push into the playoffs. I just want them to beat Montana State. They should have beat them the first time. If they didn't have the four safeties off bad snaps, they would have.
Yeah.
100%. So get in there, get the good snaps down, redeem your name as a snapper, and help your team to a win. Go get them, Weber State.
All right, Chris Chapman, Dr. Chris Chapman joining us.
I'm also Chris.
Yeah. I know you walk into a room, and if you meet with Dr. Chapman, the one great thing is that he's as excited to learn about how he can make you feel better than even you are. And the excitement when you're going through, you know, my wife and I came in and we did the imaging and everything.
Yes.
And you're like a kid opening up a present on Christmas. You're like, all right, let's see what's going on in here. And you open things up and you're like that with everybody because nobody is the same. It's a new story every time you look at that free imaging.
It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. But it is. It's very, very, it's very, very enjoyable. I love doing it.
And you know, my wife was in a serious car accident, geez, like 10 years ago. It's been a while. And was hit by a drunk driver. And you saw that her, you know, part of the spine goes one way and another goes the other way. And it's really twisted up and it's causing her a lot of issues. And you guys can certainly help.
Yeah, you know, and the crazy thing about that is a lot of times those folks that are in those accidents, they go into the emergency department and they're not dead and they're not bleeding out. So they're okay. And it's like, go take some Tylenol and this will get better. But it never does. And then these symptoms just start insidiously sort of sneaking in. And before you know it, you don't have as much energy. You start to get these little chronic pains. So, and we can find that. We can detect that. We can see that.
You know what made sense to me when I went into the clinic? And by the way, Scotty and I have both been in the clinic. We've brought our amazing wives in to kind of just check out the clinic and see what it's all about, go through the imaging, because we wanted the free exams. Yeah. We took advantage of it, and we're really excited about that. But it's really nice to get some of the understanding of what that area means to the whole body.
Yes.
It is kind of the full control center of the body's functioning, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you nailed it. Right where the head sits on the neck, that little central nervous system, it's like the control module for our sleeping, our breathing, our posture, our gut health, immunity. It's all sort of, it processes through that area. And if it's not working perfectly well, we don't have perfectly good health. To the degree it's off and to the degree it's inhibited or interfered with, that's how our health picture sort of drops down to that level.
And Brighton, we've talked about your story, but you just wanted to stop snoring. You just didn't want to be a 30-something-year-old that has a CPAP machine and trying to breathe like Darth Vader.
Right.
And so not only was that taken care of, but talk about some of the other issues that were able to be resolved.
Well, actually, speaking of like the free imaging, when I went in, when Dr. Chapman was looking over my images, I actually learned that at one point I broke my neck.
Wow. That
I was unaware of.
Yeah.
The top vertebrae, there was an old crack there that he was able to see that I was unaware.
And we traced it back to a time when his brother dropped him on his head.
Yeah.
You know, and his parents didn't know.
Yep, my older brother and I got in a little fight. And
are you being serious?
He picked me up and threw me on my head.
Yeah. You said that's your older brother?
Right.
How did he look after it? Did he come out of things unscathed? Or
he had
a scar on him?
He did work on me that time.
Scotty threw a pitchfork to his brother's
Leg. Hey.
Wow.
I held it and he ran into it.
There you go.
That is funny.
I learned that. And but back to your question, the other things that I didn't go in for that I had that it helped with is my blood pressure has always been high, like 165, and now it's helped my blood pressure. It's dropped that down. The snoring, again, I don't have to have a CPAP, it helps a lot with that. And then the headaches I would get behind my eyes and a little bit of the vertigo, it's gone.
All you have to do is make one phone call, and trust me on this one. You, as cool as you think the imaging could be, and we tried to make it out to be, it's way cooler. You will get an inside look at exactly what's going on inside your body. It's really fascinating. 801-877-1199. You get the complimentary assessment and the imaging, all of that for free. And if you're dealing with these symptoms, now's the time to get it taken care of. You don't need to deal with the migraines anymore, the sleep apnea, any of that stuff. We can get it resolved. 801-877-1199. Again, call 801-877-1199. This is 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
Once again,
championship game.
Kyle Whittingham and the Utes are back in the Pac-12 championship game.
Tap on three. One, two, three. Yeah.
Looking for back-to-back Pac-12 titles and another trip to the Rose Bowl? Listen all week long as The Zone gets you ready for a battle in Las Vegas as the Utes square off against USC. Then catch the Ute pregame show this Friday at 5 with the postgame show immediately following the game. Your home for the best coverage of the Utes in the Pac-12 championship game is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Should we give our listeners that? Would you rather?
No. No. In fact,
a poll question, would you rather?
I don't even want that story even near the roulette wheel.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right. Let's see here. Hans and Scotty. Lloyd, did you send that over to me? I'm not. Oh, there it is. Just got to scroll down. Apparently, I've gotten a lot of emails throughout the show today. Hey, remember, join Jake and Ben Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 at the annual Festival of Trees. Benefits kids through Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy.
So, this is where the tides turn. It's time for you to respond to every one of those emails. This is where you start getting better.
I am better.
Turn a new leaf.
You respond to every one of those emails, even the ones sent by, like, Brett Pine. Like, thanks for that information, Brett.
Sorry, I haven't responded till now.
The Salt Lake Community College men's tennis team. I'm like, got it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Much love, Paul Kirk.
Paul's the best. We love Paul. He's a good dude. All right. There's a story. There might be a late add to the roulette wheel. I don't know if it's going to come up or not.
But I sure hope it's not the one.
Is it?
Lloyd.
Is the kitten a thing?
I sure
hope it's not. No. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
I hate to say it, but Matt Barnes has a point.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Go.
I got nothing. I don't know who this isn't my story.
No, it's okay. I've got it. Okay. It's mine. So,
oh, dang it, I don't got it.
I don't got it. Yeah.
Great throwback. In fact, we got to bring that back for Christmas time.
I've got it.
The story of the Good Samaritan. So, I just watched the newly released special on Tim Donaghy. I told you I watched
it. Yeah.
NBA officials are dirty. He's not the only one.
Oh, those are big accusations you're making there.
He's not the only one. This isn't the only time, and it's not the first time. All Matt Barnes is asking for is more transparency.
I agree with that.
And for those of you that didn't see, a very beloved NBA official, Tony Brothers, has been suspended from the NBA for apparently calling Spencer Dinwiddie a pretty terrible name to one of his teammates. His teammate heard it. Spencer Dinwiddie did not hear it. Spencer's like, hey, you know, if you're going to call that to me, say it to my face.
Yeah, it's, I had a little joke about it on Twitter.
Yep. Well, Tony Brothers is suspended. All Matt Barnes' point is if it was Spencer Dinwiddie who was suspended or a player that was suspended, there would be some type of publication as to why and how you're going to go about recovering and how this is unacceptable. And with Tony Brothers, nothing. In fact, I would have never known that Tony Brothers was even suspended.
No.
But I happened across a tweet that led to a link that gave me a story that talked about Tony Brothers being suspended. So this is what Matt Barnes said. He said, Why does this not make headlines? Anytime a player is suspended for find its headline, but here an NBA ref was suspended for a game and calling a player a beep, 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 and it's crickets. As a former player and a fan of our game, we need more transparency for our officials. They're such a crucial part of this game, but they're protected more than actual players. How? So this is what he wants public. He wants their grades.
Yep.
Said their grades need to be public. They should be interviewed after games. They should be fined and suspended for blowing games. There needs to be accountability on their part. For some reason, they always slip through the cracks, and it's BS. That's what he said.
Been saying it forever. Agree with all of this.
So after I watched the Tim Donaghy thing, I went through just to see what officials make in the NBA. It's about $275,000 a year. Right in that area, give or take. But yeah, it seems to be a pretty base pay, like a not a base pay, but a set rate that these guys make. That's enough money to have a bit of accountability. And there is enough notoriety. Look, people know your name. If people know your name, you should have some accountability. I've always wanted officials' names to stay out of the game. I want them out of the game. I don't want them a part of the game. Be as little a part of a game as you possibly can. But these NBA officials are very prominent. We know about every single one of them.
Yes.
Whatever it is, 50, whatever it is, officials that are out there. You know them because you deal with a bunch of them every night and you see them 82 games in a season if you're covering a team. Have some accountability. I don't disagree with this, especially coming out of this thing with Tim Donaghy. That special is crazy. It is crazy, and they do a great job. Like I told you, they get Tim Donaghy's side, they get his wife's side, they get the mafia side, they get the go-in-between guy, Tommy, the guy that Tim Donaghy grew up with and was the go-between between him and the mafia, and he's telling them what was going on, and whew, it would serve the NBA probably well to be a little bit more open with what's going on with officials.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people to have that second guessing.
And we all have it too. And the NBA has just been, for years and years, as long as I've been an NBA fan, back to the Larry and Magic and Michael days, it's got the thing where there's, you know, where games will be favored towards stars, where there is a predetermined winner, and the officials make that happen. Whether it's true or not, that it's always been there. And the NBA should be doing everything it can to move that perception behind it.
Tim Donaghy was telling a story about how they would put a pool together with the officials going into a night. Whoever made the first call would lose the money. And whoever made the last call would get the money. And so
that's messed up.
And it shows highlights of the games that he was saying, and it shows highlights of horrible fouls that there aren't whistles. And he's like, see, that, we didn't make the call because we wanted the money.
Wow.
So that documentary is wild.
Yeah.
It is wild.
All right, one quick one, Lloyd. Spin that wheel.
It's my party and I stink at QB.
Thought you were going to sing it.
Can you sing it?
I thought you might have wanted me to. It's my party and I stink at QB.
Stink at QB. Stink at QB.
Oh, man.
But you just keep playing me.
Let's bring back the band.
So Russell Wilson had his 34th birthday, and his wife, Sierra, being the loving, doting wife, decides to throw him a surprise birthday party. Contacts all the team. Says, hey, I got a birthday party coming up for Russell Wilson, according to Mike Kliss, who covers the Broncos. About half the team showed up.
That's your quarterback.
So hey, let me ask you this. You went to a Peyton Manning birthday party, right? Or was it a Halloween party?
It was just a post-game party, but there was four or five of them.
So Peyton Manning throws a party.
He only did it for the offensive side.
Okay. Nobody's missing that party. Even if you don't want to go to a party, if Peyton Manning throws a party, you got to go to that party, right?
Now, I found out that people come late, and I tried to abide by that rule and tried to show up a little bit later, even though we were dealing with babies. But you come to the party, yeah.
But if your wife throws you a surprise birthday party, and you're the quarterback, you're making the most money, you're supposed to be the leader of that team, and maybe a little less than half show up.
That's a bummer.
That's a bad sign, right?
That's a bummer. They need to put one of those campaigns together where you put a picture of Russell Wilson and say, nobody showed up for his party. Will you please retweet and tell him happy birthday? Share it on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
This guy didn't have anybody as a party. Would you come to his party?
Oh, boy.
If you don't retweet, you'll be cursed for 20 years. That's what they need to do because Russell needs some love.
Well, Sierra's got to be able to read the room a little bit. Like, hey, don't, when you're...
You might not be wanting to party
maybe,
at all.
Maybe now's not the time to throw your hubby a birthday party.
I got to say, bless her heart, though.
Hey, look.
I think that she really does feel like he is the end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
Because I saw a dance that she posted for her husband on social media and then a letter that she wrote him. Because she puts everything out there.
Yeah.
And it was really touching.
We're aware that she puts everything out there.
Yeah. Everything is put out there. And it was touching.
Like, hey.
It was very touching.
On 3rd and 8, don't check down to the running back. Get the first down. Hands of Scotty,
hey,
252.
I did see that video where his teammate was coming off the field.
Yeah.
And yelled at him. What did he say he said?
Said something along the lines of, Russell Wilson thought it was get back out there. And other people thought it was like, get out of here.
Oh.
Meaning like, don't be a part of the team anymore.
Yeah, Russell thought it was like, hey, get out there and win one for the Gipper.
Do you guys think he's a good guy, though?
I don't know. He's a fake guy. He's like Carlos Boozer.
But he...
Like, there's no genuineness to him.
But the fakeness that we see seems like a pretty darn good guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the fakeness makes you not like him, though.
I'm with you on that,
like,
Lloyd.
The fakeness, I like... No. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's way too fake. It's...
It's just gross. It's just plastic. It's like, it's not real. Hmm. Anyway. All right. We'll wrap this thing up. Get you ready for Unrivaled next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Joined right now by youth safety, RJ Hubert.
Kyle Whittingham, unprompted, said, yeah, we didn't backdoor it, and pretty much everybody's picking SC. How do you respond, if at all, to all this stuff about SC this, SC that?
Honestly, it is what it is. They'll say what they want to say. It's all just slabber to me. I understand why they're upset. They lost a really close game, and of course they have an opportunity to avenge that here. We're definitely not looking past them by any measure. They're still very talented. They're still a very good team. So yeah, I don't really pay attention too much to any of the talking, and I know there's a lot of it and a lot of people count us out, but it is what it is. We don't mind it.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up!
Utah, USC. It's the Pac-12 championship game as the Utes look to punch their ticket to another Rose Bowl. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by the show today. John Canzano, also Weber State head coach Jay Hill. If you missed any of those conversations, I'll be up in podcast form. Just search Hans and Scotty in whatever podcasting platform you prefer. Or just, better yet, swing on over to KSLSports.com.
Give us a rating on there, too. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
We like those ratings and like those responses.
We're not above begging. And so help us out.
That is absolutely for sure.
Yep. All right. One last conversation, and bummed out because we could talk to this guy all day, Dr. Chris Chapman of the Lyft Clinic. And we can't stress to you enough. Let's just kind of go through the symptoms again, and you say if I'm correct on this one. Snoring, sleep apnea.
Yep.
Headaches.
Yes.
Migraines in particular.
Yes.
And, you know, and Brighton, you're hanging out with us again. You had those specifically behind the eyes, right? Those headaches?
Yes, sir.
Is that kind of specific to the headaches that you're talking about?
Very much so, yeah. Temples behind the eye. Those.
Yeah, because that's where I get mine, right there, sometimes when I wake up and I don't. Yeah. I don't sleep well.
Those are clenching headaches.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's rough on the jaw as well. So jaw pain and those kind of things as well.
Yeah. When you get, you've been told you got arthritis in the jaw joint or TMJ, that is a, that's the underlying cause.
So any kind of pain or distress from what, the collarbone up? Is that about right?
And honestly, yes, that's the area we focus in on. But when you put the head on straight, seriously, your shoulders level, the neck, the chronic neck and shoulder pain can resolve, even the low back pain and stuff that goes down the legs, because the whole body has to get distorted underneath the head when it's not sitting on properly. If you look at myshortleg.com,
yeah,
it's a simple little website that we put up just to show people how the misalignment works. It's called myshortleg.com, and you can see how this works. We have actually developed some really cool illustrations to show this, animated illustrations that show it. So,
and Brighton, you know, you went in because of your sleep apnea, but before you knew it, your migraines are going away, and frankly, a lot of other things.
Yeah,
were resolved as well.
Blood pressure improved. The eyeballs, behind the eyeballs, the headaches I was having are gone. And then I'd get a little bit of vertigo here and there, and that's improved greatly.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
That is
anxiety
unreal.
Is a big one, too.
This really?
I just this morning before I came down here, Scotty, I had a patient who was just, I mean, she was in tears. She said, "You've changed my life. I don't even feel like my anxious self before." She's just at peace and relaxed, and nothing's changed, but nothing's changed except, you know, getting that head put on straight and opening up those nerve centers there.
And the breathing too. I mean,
yeah, breathing.
Just the ability to breathe. And you told me, like, look, your breathing can really affect your posture because you kind of slouch forward because it opens up your airways more.
It's exactly right. Yeah. And this young lady's airway tripled, literally between the beginning to now, just with just one procedure.
There's a lot of people you've worked with where you tripled their airwaves.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need you to call because the imaging is just incredible. 801-877-1199. You get the free assessment and the imaging. Again, free of charge, and it's fun for you because you like to kind of go through the process and see what people are dealing with.
I love it.
Let's go. 801-877-1199. Call that number. Set up that assessment. The images are free, and you can see exactly what you're dealing with. You can also check them out online at liftclinic.com, but just call 801-877-1199. Back with you tomorrow. We'll kick off a Ute preview show with our good friend Frank Dolce coming up tomorrow. So we'll spend a lot of time getting you ready for the Utes and the Trojans right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, "You need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us."
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.